My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All-star break's over. It's time to get down to business, boys.
Yeah, let's get serious here. Let's play some baseball.
Get in gear.
No looking
back. Get your head out of the clouds and get working here. Guardians up 4.5 games in the Central Division. 58-37. They have the best record in the American League, I believe, losses-wise. Yes, they do. And I believe they have the second-best record, yes, they do, in all of Major League Baseball with the Philadelphia Phillies at 62-34. If we can't win the World Series, I wouldn't mind if Philadelphia won the World Series. Matt Derry from the Derry Brothers Guardians cast, also Locked On Lions. Matt, am I high to say that?
You're rooting for the Phillies?
No. I said if the Guardians can't win, I wouldn't mind the Phillies. I didn't say I was rooting for them.
Oh, okay. I mean, you ever been to a Philadelphia sporting event?
I've never been to a sporting event. I've only been through the city once.
Anthony, have you ever been to a Phillies game or a Sixers or Eagles? It's hard to root for some of those.
Yeah, games. I have been to a Sixers game, but it was in New York. But it was good to see the East Coast hatred.
Mm.
I remember dodging a double-A battery that was being thrown at Jason Hansen at the Vet back in late 90s.
Yeah, but Lima threw batteries at John Elway at Municipal Stadium.
Matt, there are Browns fans that to this day say this stadium way too sanitized. They used to throw dog bones and batteries at John Elway and other foes.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts?
Sure, that's true. I get it. Yeah, I guess that's true.
They took pride in it.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That Phillies team actually, Ken, is kind of likable. Like, you know, Castellanos, Harper. Like, they're not. I can see where you're going with that.
Okay.
So, how are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. Sorry, I thought Lima was going to take it away there. That was a very awkward transition.
Matt, I'll put the cards on the table. I said if the Guardians were to miss the playoffs, this is tough talk and tone. If they were to somehow miss the playoffs, play, you know, 8 games below .500 baseball the rest of the year and somehow miss the playoffs, I said it would be a collapse. Ken disagreed.
I don't think so.
Your thoughts?
No, I actually, Anthony, I agree with you. I think this team is primed to win now and looking and playing well. They must add. They've got to add another starting pitcher, maybe two, and show their fans that have come out for them. All right, best attendance they've had in years. That they mean business. This thing is wide open. There's so many buyers. There's not a lot of sellers. National League, especially, there's so much parity. You know, the Yankees are struggling right now, but fans in Baltimore are miffed at the Orioles and how they limped into the All-Star break. It's there for the taking. So, yes, it would be a collapse based on what else is around them, which I don't think is a lot of great baseball teams. I mean, you know, Seattle led the AL West by 8 or 9 games. That's down to 1 or 2. So it's open. It's wide open.
Seems like such a downer, though, doesn't it? Because it's not. You know this. It's never just a collapse. It's a whole thing on the Dolans and a whole thing on all this stuff. It's such a big thing. I'm trying to avoid that at all costs. which you might be saying I'm willing to lie to myself, but I'm like, man, we thought they were going to be like, I said they were going to be 82-80, and I thought that that'd be a great season this year. And if they go and they collapse, quote unquote, on their way to the postseason, I just got a hard time saying that, man. I do.
No, I hear you. I think that you're right, because the expectation, the goalposts have been moved now, and collapse is a pretty harsh word, but I still think this team is good enough that they've got to at least make the playoffs. Yeah, what if Minnesota goes on a nice run in the second half and the Guardians are a wild card team? I'd prefer to be the 2 seed or the 1 seed and get a little time off. But no, they got to make the playoffs. They're good enough, and I think the manager's done a good job. I love that you guys, and I've been listening, and I like you guys second guess once in a while. You should. I mean, there's going to be mistakes made. We knew that, but this organization right now, with the amount of talent that's there, 5 All-Stars, they should continue to win. Now, start to the second half here is not going to be easy. San Diego's better road team than home team. They're coming in. They've got a lot of talent. Tigers have given the Guardians fits all year, then they got to play the Phillies. So this is not going to be an easy stretch.
Matt Derry joining us right now on the hotline. So size up the rest of the American League, and where are these teams, like, compared to previous years? I feel like this is more open than it has been in a while atop of the American League.
Well, 2 months ago, Anthony, I said, oh, man, it's the Yankees and everybody else, because they were playing so well. But their pitching has gone down the tubes lately. They've struggled. All their starters have struggled. They choked away that game the Sunday before the All-Star break against the Orioles. And almost, I mean, you rarely see a shortstop bobble a ball for, you know, not getting the third out. And then the next, you know, at bat, Verdugo, the left fielder, just totally misplays the ball. And that should have been caught. The game should have ended. So they're a little bit rattled right now and not playing their best ball. Baltimore, I think, has so much talent. And I think they're going to go out and get a frontline starter because they've got the best prospect haul of any team. If they wanted to go get Tarek Skubal from the Tigers, they could give Detroit Jackson Holliday. There's no Jackson Holliday in the Yankee system. There's no Jackson Holliday in our system. There's no Jackson Holliday in Seattle.
Would they be willing to do that?
Detroit?
No, when you're talking about Jackson Holliday, I mean, like, people were so excited about him. He just got called up to begin the season this year. They'd be willing to do something like that?
I think if you're Baltimore, and this kind of answers Anthony's question, you're looking around the rest of the league going, if we add a number one star, I mean, Tarek Skubal is the Cy Young winner to me. I mean, I think he's a little bit better than Corbin Burns. It's close. That dude is pitching it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Ass off and has 2 more years of team control after this. Now, I know he's a Scott Boras guy, so you get him, you're probably going to lose him, but he's the best of the lot. And if the Orioles were really wanting to go for it, yeah, they give up Jackson Holliday. But Baltimore is very dangerous, but again, they need, just like the Guardians need, probably 2 starters. And then out west, I mean, Seattle's good, but I've never bought into them making a long run. Their pitching is so good, but they just always find ways to gag when it counts, and Julio Rodriguez is not healthy. And then Houston's dangerous because they're on a little bit of a run right now, but I don't know about their manager, and you know, they've got some guys that are aging a bit, but it's wide open. And the Twins, look, the Twins, I'm interested in watching what they do in the second half, because if they keep guys healthy and Royce Lewis comes back, Atlanta's pretty good, and their starters have been better than I thought they'd be.
Did David Fry turn into a pumpkin?
Ken, the best thing we saw Tuesday night in the All-Star game, if you're a Guardians fan, and yeah, Class A was awesome, and it was cool to see Kwan lead off and all these things, but Fry hitting a line drive was like, oh, wait, that's awesome. Like, he had an RBI single. I hope that jump starts him. I don't, you know, they'll never tell us how injured he is with that shoulder and if it's bothering his swing. It's obvious he can't, he's not played in the field. He's played maybe an inning or two of right field as a fill-in. He's played some first base. He hasn't caught in weeks. Obviously, we know what the Guardians' MO has always been, to never tell us anything. So that's fine. But, like, the fact he turned on that pitch and had an RBI single the other night against Logan Webb, that was huge for him. Hopefully it picks up his confidence, because for the last month he's struggled, and I think his swing has gotten too long. If he shortens up like he did the other night and starts hitting line drives again, that's a big part of the lineup that they need.
Yeah, we've obviously talked mostly about pitching, the addition of pitching come deadline. Anything in the lineup that you could see happening? Anything at the plate?
I'm interested in seeing if the Guardians are staying, if Stephen Vogt is staying with this Angel Martinez in the two hole and playing center field every day situation, because quite honestly, he's been a huge energy boost for this team. And they kind of limped into the break. The guys are tired. You got a lot of young guys that have not played this much baseball like this, stretches like this for a long period of time. And so for this kid to come up and kind of be that, you know, Energizer Bunny a little bit in center field, he's been great. I wonder if he'll hit a wall at some point. What happens when they face, like I said, they'll face Scooble next Monday against Detroit. All right, is Martinez still playing? Is he hitting from the right side? Is this a platoon situation with Freeman? And I was down in Indianapolis last week, and I happened to catch the Clippers playing. Manzardo is clearly the best guy at AAA and the best player on that team. You watch the at-bat. So does he get another chance to come back up if the struggles of Fry continue? Not that Fry's being benched, but I think against some tough right-handers, Fry has sat. So other than that, no. I mean, shortstop's interesting, Anthony, because Rocchio has struggled, and you just wonder, drafting Travis Bezzana, does that mean that come August of 2025, Jimenez moves to short and Bezzana is your second baseman. What does that mean for Rocchio? Is Rocchio part of a package at the deadline this year?
Is Angel Martinez, he's long-term?
He looks the part right now,
yeah.
Man. I mean, he really does. I mean, he's 22, and I know he's real young, and maybe they'll get a book on him. Look, you know, we've seen this before with other teams and you know, years ago when the Indians brought up Luis Medina and he lit it up and he went, oh, this is our first baseman DH of the future. Once they get the book on you and teams start to do some scouting on you, they'll know how to pitch you a little bit. I mean, Spencer Torkelson's down in AAA in Detroit, and this is a guy that hit 30 home runs last year. So I hope, but I like his moxie. I like that he's got a little swag to him. He looks like he's just not afraid of this. When Manzardo came up, Kyle looked like he had a little deer in the headlights. This kid just goes out and says, screw it, I'm playing. He loves it and loves playing. So I hope he's long-term. I don't think that's what they expected. I mean, they expected Tyler Freeman to take it and run with it. And he's been great defensively, Tyler has, but offensively the bat's not been hot lately. And Vogt plays the hot guys. He did this earlier in the year when Arias had a good week. He kept playing him until Gabe became Gabe again. So I think for now, Martinez is, yeah, he's won the job, at least for right now.
If the Guardians were fortunate enough to set up their rotation for a playoff series, what do you think it looks like?
Currently?
Yeah.
Yes.
And with whoever they might, you know, if you expect them to make a trade.
This
just
is official.
Put unknown starter that they trade for.
Matt Derrick, Guardians cast, hit it. Tell
Let's
me.
Go.
Tell me.
Need it now.
I know. I mean, obviously, I mean, I think Bybee's their best guy right now. I think they would tell you that for a playoff series, they'd probably put Gavin Williams second ahead of Lively. I think that's how they think, because I think they believe that come later in the year, Williams is really going to ramp it up and be dominant. His stuff the last couple of starts has shown that. Not that Ben Lively's been bad. He's been an awesome addition and really a great surprise. But I think, and then, I mean, it just depends on who they pick up. I mean, could they go get Jack Flaherty, rent him, and he's been number one, number two, you know, in Detroit? Could they somehow get Crochet? I don't know what that haul would look like. Or is it more of a second, third tier guy like bringing Cal Quantrill back and not having to spend a lot of capital from the minors to get him. I think they could get Cal Quantrill back and not have to give up Manzardo or Martinez or, you know, Tugboat or any of those people from the minors. I think it would be more of like a Jose Tena situation.
You can't give up Tugboat. There's a, you know, a gate receipt factor to it. So you got to see him through.
Hey, I mean the dude. I mean he's been awesome, and it's a great story, and he's you know, lovable character, but he's a damn good pitcher. That's for sure.
Matt, thank you very much for the time. Follow him on Twitter at Dairy Speaks. Listen to his podcast with his brother Todd, the Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast. Matt, thank you.
All right, fellas, always a pleasure.
Well, same here. The pleasure's all ours. Matt Dairy. Again, the Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Coming up at 9:40. Coming in hot. Coming up at 9:20. Someone get Mitch some cologne because some people around here are saying he stinks. Coming up next. They're the most experienced. They're the most desperate. I agree with Albert Breer. I'll make my Super Bowl pick right now on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.